Before I invite Reverend Lee and Alfred to come up,
在我们邀请李牧师和 Alfred 弟兄上来之前
today is the last Sunday for the English congregation joining with the Mandarin congregation.
今天是我们华语和英语这个联合的最后一个星期，最后一个主日。
So I'd like to say thank you for having us.
感谢大家在这段时间让我们能够有一起的这个崇拜。
And on behalf of the English congregation,
我代表英语事工。
We pray that 2023 is a year of blessing and growth for the Mandarin congregation.
我们也在盼望能够在2023年里面就是能够祝福到华语事工这边的这个服事。
So thank you very much and God bless.
谢谢大家 and 神祝福大家。
非常谢谢Pastor Alec 的介绍。
Thanks very much, Pastor Alec, for your introduction.
原来Pastor Alec 也会中文。
Now I didn't realize that Pastor Alec knew Chinese.
他会听普通话。
Yeah, he is able to understand Mandarin.
所以大家讲话要小心。
所以 that means that you guys need to be very careful with what you say.
非常感恩我们可以在同一间教会里面来侍奉。
We are very thankful to God that we are able to serve in this way within the same church.
我们来自香港。
We are from Hong Kong.
Alec 来自纽西兰。
Pastor Alec came from New Zealand.
在座很多来自中国大陆不同的城市。
And many of us here today are from various parts from mainland China.
我们在澳亚基督教会里面一同敬拜，也一同来侍奉。
We at the Australasian Christian Church, we are here to worship and serve God together.
这不是偶然。
And this is not a coincidence.
这是上帝的安排。
It is the arrangement by our Lord.
是上帝的心意。
And it is the intention in line with the mind of God.
那我们更应该合一的来侍奉他。
Because of that, on that basis, we all need to work wholeheartedly serving God.
今天我要继续我的讲解那个启示录。
Today I am carrying on to keep preaching on the Revelation.
今天我的经文来自启示录十一章。
Today's message comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 11.
我读那个经文的时候，我发现有一个窗口。
When I read this passage, I realize that there is a window.
不但有窗口，还有一段时间，这个窗口是打开的。
Not just the window, but also a timeline in line with this window.
经文是这样。
Now this is what the scripture says.
有一根芦苇，像将亮的将，是给我，且有话说起来，将神的殿和祭坛以及在殿中礼拜的人都量一量，只是殿外的院子不用量，因为这是要给外邦人的，他们将见他圣长42个月。
Then I was given a measuring rod like a staff, and I was told, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar, and those who worship there, but do not measure the court outside the temple.Leave that out, for it is given over to the nations, and they will tremble the holy city for 42 months.
我要赐给权柄给我那两个见证人，穿着粗麻衣，说预言1260天。他们就是站在世界之主面前的两棵橄榄树和两个灯台。
Verse 3, and I will grant.Authority to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth.
讲到窗口，不能不谈未远的一个创作。
When we think about window, we can't. Stop thinking about the a specific invention.
他们创作了一个视窗作业系统，一个电脑运作的一个系统。
This is what I'm talking about, the computer window operating system.
这个视窗改变这个世界。
This window operating system basically changed the world.
我相信它改变这个世界是很多层面的。
I believe there are many perspectives that.The window operational system has changed.
但以我这个水平来看它
But from my level, from my perspective to look at it,
它让我们这些电脑白痴的人也会使用电脑
The window operating system and technology enable what we call the computer idiot able to use computers.
我读大学的时候曾经站在使用电脑的人后面
Many peoplehave used computers and sitting behind the computer.
他的手指在打打打打那个键
And you know, with hands keep typing on the keyboard.
我只看到一个屏幕是黑的，有一些白色的英文字在闪啊闪啊。
I was when I was experiencing that, all I saw was something flashing on the screen when as I type.
我完全不知道他在干什么。
And I didn't know what's behind it.
但今天我们坐在电脑面前，我们可以使用。不单如此，我们可以看见全世界。
But today, sitting behind the computer screen, we are not just able to operate on it, but we are able to see through the computer system, see the whole world.
这个视窗可以看见全世界很多事情的发生。
This window enable us to see.Many things to see many things out in the world.
在今天所读的经文里面，是约翰第二次被圣灵感动。
This passage this morning we have just read is related to the second revelation that John experienced from God.
好像天为他敞开。
It seems that at the time that the heaven was open for John.
他透过这个视窗可以看见天上所发生的事情。
Through this experience of looking through this window, John was able to understand the revelation of many things to come.
他看见。
He was able to see.
他听见。
He was able to hear.
他心里面会受到感动。
And he felt he was touched in his heart.
他看到有一位坐在宝座上的上帝。
He was able to see a mighty God on his throne in heaven.
他好像被带到天上去一样。
He felt that he was lifted up to the heaven.
他回头再看。
When he looked back,
他看到世界所发生的事情，将要发生的事情。
He was able to look from a heavenly perspective on things in the world that will be coming.
他不是看到只是一段有结果没有原因。
He was not just able to see something and not able to understand the reason behind it.
不是只有原因没有结果的。
Not just because of the reason and no result.
他看见人类整个的前因后果。
He was able to see the full perspective of the human history and what will be coming.
每个人都玩过迷宫吧。
Many people have come across and in 迷宫。
迷宫。
啊。
玩迷宫，就去寻找。
Okay.
寻找出路。
Okay, many people have come across and might have played the game of operating in a maze.
你走在迷宫里面，你很难看到那个出口。
When you are in the maze, you are able. When you are in the maze, it's very hard to find out where the outlet is.
约翰被提升到那个天上去。
But when John was lifted to heaven.
他看下面就看到那个出口了。
From heaven's perspective, he was able to see where the outlet is.
看到历史的开始、原因跟结果。
He was able to see the beginning of the history, the throughout the process and the ending.
最重要，他看到教会、上帝的选民在当中怎样走过这个历史长河。
The most important is he was able to see how the people of God.Would be going through this process of history from God's perspective.
刚才我们读了经文里面第二节跟第三节。
And the in verse 2, verse 3 of the passage we just read,
它有两个的连,
there were two aspects, two perspectives of time.
42个月.
42 months.
1260天.
1260 days.
你很快运算的话,
if you're able to figure out,
其实他们是同强度的那个时间,
and it's, if you're able to figure out it, they are the same along the timeline.
你会看到在不同的经文里面, 这个同强度的时间出现五次。
You'll be able to see that, you know, with these descriptions, they are five times that this same timeline lining up indicate.
整个启示录里面就出现这五个的时期.
The whole Revelation has presented us these five aspects along the timeline.
我发现他们可以分为三组.
I have discovered that along this different category, they, we can divide it into three different categories.
一个视窗从哪里看?
The first perspective.
启示录教导我们可以从历史看.
The first perspective is seeing it from historical perspective.
可以从天上看回来.
Second perspective is seeing from heavenly throne perspective.
不单如此,
not because of, just because of that. So what is it? What has it got to do with us?
跟教会有什么关系?
What has it got to do with the church?
因为最后要从教会的使命来看.
Because the third and last aspect, we're able to see the truth from the church perspective.
第一个窗口从历史看.
The first perspective is seeing from historical point of view.
外邦人要践踏圣城42个月.
The Gentiles was 你后面讲一次, 再讲一次.
外邦人要践踏圣城42个月.
没有啊，我听不到你讲.
外邦人要践踏圣城42个月.
Okay. The Gentiles will be trembling the holy temple for 42 months.
因为平常我们是用广东话对话的，所以他没听习惯我的普通话。我的普通话咋的？我的普通话是混习广东人的口腔、台湾大学教育、女朋友给我的教导，还有跑到国内去跟不同国内口音的人。 所以我的口音非常的混杂。我的普通话差不多。外邦人要欠他上场42个月。
The Gentiles would be trembling the temple for 42 months.
在历史上真的发生了。
In historical history, that incident actually happened.
因为在主后 66到70年这三年半里面,
because you know it, during the AD 60 to 69 to 70,
罗马军团好几次的派那个大军围困耶路撒冷城,
because during that time period the Roman army actually besieged the city of Jerusalem.
包括我们所熟知的那个尼禄王,
and including what we know about this King Nero.
尼禄王他自杀死了。And
later on, King Nero killed himself.
还没有把那个耶路撒冷攻陷。
Even before he was able to capture Jerusalem.
后来罗马就发生争王位的一段时间。
And later on, within the Roman Empire, there were infighting among themselves.
到最后，新的王起来了。
And eventually, there was a new king came up.
他再派他的儿子，也是后来的罗马王。
And then this new king later on dispatched his son, who became later became
king.
And Jerusalem was besieged.
把所有的城墙都推倒.
And the whole Jerusalem wall was demolished.
把所有人都杀光.
And everyone was killed.
耶稣当他在世的时候，看着那么伟大的 圣殿。
When Jesus was on this earth, when he saw the great temple of God,
看到那么伟大的圣城，
when Jesus Christ saw the actual physical status of the walls of the temple,
一个视窗看到未来要发生的事情。
Our Lord at the time had a window of perspective to see what would be coming.
所以他说，你看到那么多伟大的那个石头。
And that's why the Lord Jesus at the time was saying to the people around him that you see this wall, this great buildings.
将来没有一块踏在另外一块上面。
And Jesus said, I can tell you that later on there will not be left here one stone in.
所以今天你到那个耶路撒冷去，必然要去的。
And today, if you go to Jerusalem,
到库藏面前去祷告。
And you might be able to go to the Wailing Wall to pray.
这个是历史已经发生。
And this.Is what happens throughout history.
十三章里面也记载另外一个的时间。
That's another incident described in the passage.
但是它应该是同一个窗口。
And from the same window of perspective.
只是所记载的历史事件是另外一件事。
And what it describes is yet another thing.
它不是说耶稣以后的历史。
And it doesn't describe what happened after Jesus.
来自耶稣之前所发生的历史。
It happened during the time period before Jesus.
有一个王，希腊王。
And there was a Greek king.
他进入耶路撒冷城。
He went to Jerusalem.
他进到那个圣殿。
He went into the temple.
他把一个偶像放在殿里面。
He put an idol in the temple of God.
他用猪来敬拜。
And he used pig to worship.
全部都是犹太人非常讨厌的。
And all this were very much displeasing to the Jewish people.
他要改变犹太人的文化跟语言。
This king was trying to.Transform and change the culture and the language of the Jews.
要改变他们的信仰跟宗教。
He was pursuing to change the belief and the religions of the Jewish people.
这个王在历史上面也非常的出名。
And this Greek king was also famous in history.
他非常的自高自大。
And he seemed very high of himself.
他任意妄为。
And
任意妄为。
He was able to do whatever he liked.
他亵渎上帝。
And he blessed him, and he said a lot, did a lot of things, of blasphemy.
他要摧毁整个犹太上帝的选民。
He was to pursue and to destroy the whole Jewish culture.
然后耶稣曾经讲过一个这样的话。
And once Jesus said something like this.
你们看见那行毁坏可憎的。
When you see the emanation of desolation,
耶稣是讲到一百多年前那个王，就是刚才那个希腊王。
And Jesus was talking about that Greek king and what he did.
那个王在但以理书里面就记到他了。
And that's what this Greek king did was actually prophesied in the book of Daniel.
都是三年半，四十二个月，一千二百六十天。
And then that it was in line was what we talk about.
整个上帝的选民。
1,220.
旧约的选民。
And
旧约的选民。
And this is what the Old Testament has stated.
我还有那个新约的选民教会。
And also in relation to the New Testament statement,
他们都受到那个逼害
and they were the church was and they were also very much persecuted.
那个行毁坏可憎的王所引发的是犹太人的革命
And what happened? 講喺邊度？
引發革命。
And as a result, it led to a revolution. It led to rebellion.
他們建立一個非常短暫的一個王朝。
And coming out of that, and it became a short period of a dynasty.
當猶太人他們打勝仗。
When the Jewish won wars,
经过很多年的反抗,
and going through many years of rebellion,
他们进到耶路撒冷城,
they went into the Jerusalem,
回到圣殿,
they went back to the temple,
他们重光整个的圣殿,
and they rebuilt the temple,
恢复那个敬拜,
restarted the worshiping the Lord.
所以在耶稣的时候有一个节期。
And because of that, during the time of Jesus, there was such a seasonal event.
收殿节。
And it is an event of what we call the Feast of Dedication.
成为他们日后年年都纪念这件事情。
And this Feast of Dedication was a seasonal event that was observed every year.
所以刚才两段的经文告诉我们，这个窗口期是逼害期。
So we can see that from what we have seen, this window was a window of persecution.
上帝的选民活在这个世界，常常被逼害。
We can see that a lot of times throughout history, the name of God and was very much persecuted.
耶稣跟每一个基督徒说，耶稣跟每个基督徒说。
Jesus said to every Christian,
你们要跟从我，就要背起十字架。
If any one of you want to follow me, you have to take up your cross.
不要以为那个逼害只是以前的事。
And don't think that the persecution is something of the past.
按照那个世界观察名单，
According to the world statistics,
每一天就在今天，就有十三个基督徒被杀。
Every day, even today, every day there are 13 Christians that got killed.
因为他们的信仰被杀。
Because of their belief in our Lord Jesus Christ.
教会因为他的信仰敬拜被逼害。
And the church even now has the church has been persecuted because of the church belief in God.
1220日。
1220。
很准确的日期。
Very accurate prediction.
你说它长也不长，短也不短。
It's not a very long, neither is it is very long nor short time.
圣经这样子告诉我们。
The way that the Bible has stated and tell us.
最少它告诉你，这是一个有限的日子。
At least it tells us that this is very limited.Period of time.
所以信徒要忍耐。
As a result, we Christian we need to endure right to the end.
正如耶稣的应许。
And just as what Jesus has promised.
只有忍耐才可以得救。
You will be and but the one who endure to the end will be saved.
我们坚守我们的信仰。
When we hold on to our faith.
我们坚持要敬拜。
When we hold on to and determined to worship God,
尽管逼迫来了
regardless, even though there is persecution,
那逼迫教会的罗马帝国今天在不在？
Now, the persecution from the Roman Empire, does it still exist today?
教会还在。
The church is still around today.
凡忍耐到底的。
And because of the endurance to the end,
不单得救。
Not just to be safe,
也可以经历跟神一样得胜
and also be able to experience the victory with God.
我们再看另外一个视窗
Let us look from another windows of perspective.
记载在十二章里面
and described in this passage.
那时候有一个妇人逃到那个旷野去
and it talks about there was a woman fled into the wilderness.
上帝为他有所预备
，and God prepared for her。
神在那里供养他1260天
，and there in the wilderness, God looked after, and she was nourished for 1260 days。
那个妇人不是单讲某个女人
，and that woman was not specifically for one particular woman.
他在启示录里面讲到基督的心腹。
In Revelation, it described about the bride of Christ.
这是教会。
And that bride of Christ is
就是上帝所拣选的基督徒。
And that is related to all Christians that are chosen by God.
他在旷野干嘛？
In wilderness, what was done in the wilderness?
在那里躲避撒旦的攻击。
And it was in the wilderness that stay away from the attack of Satan.
撒旦攻击的时候，我们逃到哪里去啊？
When Satan attack us, where do we escape to?
重点不在逃到哪里去。
The main point is not where to escape to.
重点是有神的保护跟供应。
The main point is during that process.We experience the provision and protection from God.
旷野延续刚才所讲的被逼迫。
The wilderness is a continuation of the persecution.
旷野代表生活非常艰难。
Wilderness represent a period of hardship and difficulties.
正如以色列人在旷野的经历一样。
Just like what happened to the Israelites during the time when they were in the wilderness.
没水,
and they had no water,
没食物,
no food.
但上帝的供应却跟他们同在。
But, and yet, the God's provision was with them.
磐石流出活泉水。
And there was water coming out of the stone.
玛拿从天降下来。
And food manna from heaven.
旷野在圣经里面还有另外一张图画。
And wilderness in Bible also present another picture.
上帝的供应，上帝的启示。
And that is the presenting the scenes, the scenarios of God's provision.
这个很奇妙吧
？And it is very wonderful. Very
原来当你觉得非常痛苦、非常艰难的时候
，Because when you feel that you are in great difficulties and hardship.
也可能是你最能明白上帝的带领，听到上帝的声音。
That could also be the time when you can really experience the guidance and provision from God.
问题你愿不愿意在那个时候完全的敞开
？The problem is whether you are able to open up yourself at that time of hardship and difficulties.
摩西在旷野。听到上帝的呼召。
Moses in the wilderness heard the revelation from God.
他就接受这个呼召。
And Moses saw that revelation and calling. He responded to the calling.
回到埃及去。
And he went back to Egypt.
再把以色列人带离开埃及。
And he led the Israelites, the people of Israel came out of Egypt.
这一千二百六十天
1260 days
是从天上看到地上的。
It is a perspective from heaven.
这个看不是观看。
And this looking is not just looking.
是上帝的看顾。
And it represents the care from God.
上帝的恩待我们，帮助我们。
It represents the provision and the help from God.
这个让我们在痛苦当中、困难当中，你愿意仰望的时候，你会看到这个事情。
This means that when we are in difficulty and hardship, when we look up, we will be able to see this window of perspective as well.
那今天我们有没有机会可以经历这个视窗所给我们的启示呢？
Now today, can we also be able to experience this provision and protection from God?
我们跌在艰难的时候，
when we are in time of difficulties,
埋怨是人情。
And it is quite human during the time of hardship to complain.
我们不明白是人的限制。
To complain because we might not fully understand the reason for our hardship.
但我们信徒，你们发现你在一个很奇妙的视窗里面， 可以看到上帝的供应。
But we Christians, we have a very wonderful opportunity and to look at the perspective from God's perspective.
我要跟你分享很多如云彩的见证人。
Yes, because there are a lot of people, what we call a cloud of witnesses.
耶稣当然就是其中一个。
Of course, Jesus was one of them.
他在旷野被试探。
When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness,
没水,
no water,
没面包,
no food or no bread,
生活还要跟野兽同在,
and he even had to live in the wilderness with the animals.
那个魔鬼还来试探他, 挑战他,
and the devil came to tempt Jesus.
但你留意圣经告诉我们,
but we can see that.God has told us.
有天使来伺候他。
There were angels who came to minister to our Lord.
这个是非常奇妙的一张图画。
And this is a very wonderful picture.
在日后很多的基督徒都经历天使的伺候。
And in fact, throughout Christian history, there were many incidents where Christians experienced angels and help from God.
保罗在监狱里面。
When Paul was in prison,
从人来看,
from human perspective,
他不可能离开这个监狱,
he would be unable to escape from a prison.
从人来看,
from human perspective,
我明明侍奉神,
he was indeed serving God,
成为忠心的仆人,
and he was faithful to God.
我为什么还要坐牢?
Why, even from our perspective, when I serve God so diligently, why should I suffer?
但他有个很奇妙的经历。
But the Apostle Paul has a very wonderful experience.
我还要欢喜。
And Paul and as a result,
原来他的情绪
can still rejoice. He can still rejoice.
啊，原来他的情绪是非常开心的。
And because he was emotionally very joyful.
终必使我得到释放。
And because of that, and that led to liberation.
他有信心的。
Because of the faith.
为什么可以这样子?
Why could that happen?
他说因为有信徒的带导。
Because it was because of the prayer by fellow Christians.
因为有圣灵的帮助。
Because it was with the help of the Holy Spirit.
啊，当我有那个肝癌的时候
，When I was going through the experience with liver cancer,
我亲身经历神的同在。
I was really able to experience the togetherness that God was with me.
因为当我祷告的时候
，Because when I pray.
我就听到耶稣的一句话。
I was able to hear the word of Jesus and his promise.
是耶稣论到那个拉撒路的病。
And it was the related to when Jesus made comment on the sickness of Lazarus.
这病不止于死。
When our Lord said this sickness would not lead to death.
我知道是神给我的应许。
I knew it was from God that gave us this promise.
他给我有平安。
And he gave me peace.
他给我有信心。
He gave me faith.
可以打赢那个肝癌的仗。
To fight victory over the liver cancer.
那是十八年前的事，十九年前的事。
And that was 19 years ago.
你今天还见到我。
And today I'm still alive.
我更要感谢神。
I'm also thankful.
因为那个时候很多弟兄姊妹的关心。
Because during that time period, there were many brothers and sisters.
我动手术的前一个晚上。
The night before I had my operation.
几十个的弟兄。
There were many brothers and sisters.
跑到教会去。
And came to the church.
跪在那个殿堂里面为我祷告。
They all knelt down in the church praying for me.
有很多的姊妹
，and many Christian sisters.
当我要慢慢康复的时候
，during my time of recovery.
师母要上学要上班
，and when my wife need to go to work and do other things.
他送来饭，送来汤，还有非常美味的那个甜品。
And Christian sisters deliver soup, deliver food, and even deliver delicious desserts to me.
真的有天使的。
And there are indeed angels around us.
不但我经历
，not just for my experience.
大家很久没见那个关帝颂了吧
？But also to our brother Edmund.
这是他最近的照片。
And this picture was the recent picture of our brother Edmund.
这张照片可以见人。
So and we can see from this picture.
之前的真的不能见人。
And prior to that, he was not as good, and this picture showed that he was good.
我们要感谢神。
We need to thank God.
因为他的癌细胞，因为早发现还可以处理。
Because his cancer was discovered for at early stage, and it could be well managed.
在他几个月在家里的时间
，during the few months that he was at home.
神差派很多的天使
，and God during that time, sent many angels
帮他买东西
，and to help
them, 帮他
to help him shopping
做早餐
，to help him make
午餐
breakfast lunch
还有晚餐
and dinner
还有甜品
and desserts as well
有糖水
many nice Chinese desserts
有虾。
Nice prawns,
有鱼
squids,
还有冰淇淋
and ice cream as well.
我全部都吃了
you know, I had that as well too.
他慢慢康复了
And eventually, we could see that our brother recovered day by day.
下来是那个化疗
And then the next step could be at the time of further treatment.
我们要感谢神
We need to thank God.
因为神赐给我们一个家
，because God has given this good
things. 很多的弟兄姐妹
，and many brothers and sisters.
在我们有需要的时候
，when they are in need.
就是神给我们的天使。
That would be the time when God gave us opportunity as the angels.
平常我们很多的侍奉合作
，and during the normal time we work and we serve together.
有不同的意见
we might have different opinions,
甚至有争论
we might even have arguments,
我请你记得
Please be aware
他们不是魔鬼派来的
All these hiccups might not necessarily be from God
他是神给我们的天使
And it is a gift that comes from God
我们在这里是因为上帝的爱，上帝的救恩。
We are here because of the grace and the love of God.
最后看看教会使命所看到的四窗是怎么样。
The third perspective is from a perspective from the mission of the church.
经文里面所谈到的两个见证人，就是两棵橄榄树，也是两个灯台。
And the description aboutis in relation to two witnesses and two lampstands.
见证人干嘛的
？And what do witnesses do?
为什么是两个啊
？Why two?
因为是犹太人的传统。
Because of the Jewish traditions.
一个人的见证不准确。
What testimony of one might not be credible.
要多一个人的见证才成为法律的作用。
So two witnesses can be more credible legally.
这个见证人穿的衣服很有意思哦。
The clothes of the witnesses seem to be interesting.
他没有穿西装。
They didn't wear in suits.
没有打领带。
No ties.
他是穿四麻衣。
They dress in sackcloth.
有些穿皮衣。
And the cloth of leather.
代表什么
？What does that represent?
因为旧约的以利亚就是这样。
Because in the Old Testament, Elijah, that was how Elijah dressed.
以利亚对抗整个以色列民，他们拜偶像。
The prophet Elijah himself went against the people of Israel who worship idols.
新约的使徒约翰也是这样。
And much in the same way as the dress up for John in the New Testament.
约翰呼唤以色列民干嘛？
The prophet John in the Testament, what did he do?
呼唤他们从世界回归上帝。
He preached for repentance that they would come back to God.
做见证。
To bear witness.
全卷的启示录有七个见证人。
In the whole Revelation, they describe seven witnesses.
今天我选了三个。
And today I chose three of them.
当然第一个就是耶稣基督。
Of course, the first one is the Lord Jesus Christ.
他为做见证。
And he bear witness.
被钉在十字架上。
He was nailed on the cross.
但他也复活过来。
And yet he raised from the dead.
证明他的见证是真的。
It testified that his testimony was real.
第六个的见证人。
And then another witnesses.
喝了那女人那个女人喝了她的血。
And it says here, and I saw the woman drink with the blood of the saints.
那个女人是谁啊？
Who was that woman?
就是集权的罗马帝国。
Now that woman was the related to Roman.
他们要推行那个王帝的崇拜。
And they push the
王帝崇拜。
The emperor worshiping the emperor.
基督徒不顺服不听从。
When Christians are disobedient,
就要流血。
And it, when Christians are disobedient, there will be blood.
所以你会听过这句话。
So and this is what you might have heard about.
寻道者的血是教会的种子。
The blood of the martyr is the need of the church. Is the seed of the church.
原来有今天的教会，因为有那如云彩的见证人，他们曾经流血。
Today, as Christ Church, we are able to see the cloud of witnesses.
最后一个见证人
，the last witness I'm stating today.
他做见证了。
He bear witness.
他寻找了，他死了。
And then eventually he died.
但他也复活了。
And yet he was risen from the dead.
他要跟基督一同来做王。
And he would be together with God as in the throne.
这一千二百六十日的传道窗口期。
It is 1,260 days mission windows.
你说长也不长。
And if you might, it's not all that long.
短也不短，
neither is it short.
但是它是足够的。
And yet, is this time period is sufficient?
重点是今天的教会里面要抓紧这个机会。
The main thing is, the main point is, today as God's church, we need to make good use of the time.
你不抓紧的话，那邪恶的时代就会掩盖整个的世界。
If you don't take seize and take control of the time.
当越来越多人愿意信耶稣的时候
，you'll be missing opportunity when there are more and more people who want to believe in God.
我们是有能力去抵抗这个邪恶的时代。
Then we will be able to counteract this world.
所以保罗的话，我们要相信，也要跟从。
So the Apostle Paul's words are something that we need to listen and follow.
无论怎样的境况，我们都要传道。
No matter what happened, whether in season or out of season, we need to preach the word of God.
今天我们生活在南澳洲。
And today we live in South Australia.
南澳洲是个非常美好的地方。
South Australia is a very nice place.
所以 Pastor Alec, 你没有选择错误。
So Pastor Alec, you haven't chose the wrong place coming to South Australia.
我们欢迎你。
We welcome you.
你来我们澳亚基督教会侍奉也没有选择错误。
You haven't come to the wrong place to AACC to serve among us.
你会看到很多广大的合场。
You will be able to see a great sea of harvest here.
你在路上看到很多的 Chinese 啊，中国人呐、啊。
Yeah, you, along the road, you'll be able to see many Chinese on the street.
他们大部分都没有听过福音。
On the street, most of the Chinese you see have not come.
我盼望你享受在这里的侍奉跟使命。
I pray that Pastor Alec, you enjoy your time here.
我们来澳洲风平浪静。
It seems to be calm in South Australia, and nothing much
happened.
But underneath, there are many undercurrents.
世界没有天堂的啦。
Because there are no real heavens on this
earth. 你们选择来到这边是对的选择。
You know, for those of us who have chosen to come here, it is probably a good decision.
但你要看到里面的暗荣。
But you also need to be conscious of the undercurrent underneath.
同性的性教育跟婚姻在这边是合法的。
And same-sex education and marriage are legal here.
我们所讲的圣经的教导被冲击。
What we preach from a Bible has been challenged.
你知不知道这里的年轻人非常的空虚？
Do you know that a lot of young people here in their heart, they feel very hollow?
风平浪静
Seems that calm days, calm time.
不知道为何而活
And they might not know what to live for.
很容易丢到自己里面的世界
And very many of the young people tend to dwell onto themselves.
情绪很容易受到影响。
And they experience undulating emotions.
晚上睡不着。
And a lot of times they can't sleep at night.
白天不知道干什么才开心。
And during the daytime, they don't know what to do to make them happy.
在北领地里面，他们有一个的方案。
In the Northern Territories, there was this movement, there was this program.
因为男的年轻人的自杀率是女的年轻人的自杀率的三倍。
And in Northern Territories, the suicidal rate of male is like three times more than the suicidal rate of female.
政府在想办法。
And as a result, the government has been thinking of a solution.
我们教会也应该留意吧。
Our church also needs to be conscious of this.
我们有不同的小组跟团契。
We got different fellowship, different small groups.
人与人之间是非常紧密的。
And among ourselves here, church, we are very close to one another.
你的关心， 你的关心，你的陪伴。
Our care and our concern.
会帮助这些有困难的弟兄姐妹。
Would be able to help people who feel who are in need.
中国大陆啊，那个风急雨静。
In mainland China, what we can say is experiencing strong wind and heavy rain.
我们外边看到的处理那个新冠肺炎的事情。
On the outside, when we look at the way the COVID has been managed.
从动态清零突然之间的躺平了。
You know, from pursuing dynamic zero, all of a sudden it became into the policy of living with the virus.
你知道中国大陆最流行的一个中文字是什么吗
？Do you know there is the latest popular word in China?
它中文字不是那个含义。
And in Chinese, meaning there is a specific meaning.
它的声音才是它的含义。
It is the sound of this word that make it meaningful.
这是跑嘛？
就是 it is run.
你知道，在今天，美国跟墨西哥的边界有很多的难民。
We know that today in United States, especially along the border with Mexico, there are many people who are ready to enter.
最近多了很多中国的难民。
And recently there have been many additional of many Chinese refugees.
我们都是不同时代先头来到这里。
And we have been coming to this place during different time period.
今天我们安定了。
And today most of us here have settled down here well.
你们看到后面还有很多中国人要来。
But we can see that for the time coming, there will be more and more Chinese people coming over to Australia.
他们想找一个平静的家乡。
These people who will be coming are the people who want to find a place of rest and peace.
他们想找到一个稳妥的彼此信任的关系。
They are seeking stable and good relationship.
华语的弟兄姐妹，你们要看到你的责任跟机会。
So, our Chinese brothers and sisters, please be aware that this is a great opportunity for us.
我知道我们内部很多的困难。
We know that even among our church, there are issues and problems that need to be solved.
我们有很多的矛盾。
We might have been having internal conflicts.
我们有很多的纷争。
We might have been different differences among ourselves.
我不是说那些不重要。
I'm not saying that those are not important.
但我们是不是停在那边继续矛盾，继续纷争？
What I'm saying is,
继续说我对你错嘞。
What I'm saying is,should we or should we not keep dwelling on those difficulties, differences and conflicts and carry on?
你有没有看到耶稣给你的责任跟使命呢？
Have you seen and be aware of the responsibility and the duty that our Lord Jesus has given you?
最后是一个结论。
Lastly, as a conclusion,
逼害期
The persecution period,
恩眷期,
the persecution, the period of grace,
还有传道期,
and the period of mission.
我在想一个问题,
I have been thinking of a problem.
他们是同一个的时间, 还是不同的时间?
Are these time three period, are they of the same or different time windows?
他们好像是三个的四窗，还是一个的四窗
？It seems that they are the three different time window, and yet are they really the same windows?
我想了很久。
I've been thinking it for a long time.
我不知道怎样去表达我那个领受。
I don't know how to express my feeling.
我突然之间就出现这句话。
But all of a sudden, I remember this saying.
To be.A lot to be.
As a saying from Shakespeare, to be or not to be.
That is the question.
That is the question.
生存还是死亡，这个是值得思考的问题。
To be or not to be, and that is the question.
这个是标准的中文的翻译。
This is a specific Chinese translation.
单看那个英文。
If you just look at the English,
还可以这样翻译。
You can translate it this way.
是这样或不是这样。
It's whether it is like that or the other, or
是或不是。
Or whether that is a difficulties to ponder on.
是同一个窗口期，或是不是一个窗口期，是或不是嘞？
Whether it is the same and different window, it is something to ponder on.
你知道我的答案在哪里？
You know the answers to my question.
我就想起保罗在监狱里面这一段话。
My answer reflect on what Paul said in Philippians.
我的选择，我的看法，我的决定是什么？
What is my choice? What is my decision?
无论是生是死
，No matter what happened, whether it's life or death,
总要让基督在我身上照常显大。
The important thing is to have God's the Christ life reflected in my life.
因为我活着就是基督，我死了得到益处。
Because to me, Paul said, to me to live is Christ. And to die is gain.
To be or not to be.
To be or not to be.
永远都是一个值得思考的问题。
It is a phrase that we need to ponder on all the time.
总是要你做选择的一个问题。
It is a question that will require you to think and decide.
这是保罗的选择。
And this was the decision by the apostle.
这个也是我的选择。
And this is also my choice, my decision today.
这个会是你的吗？
Is this going to be your decision and choice as well?
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Father God, we thank you.
因为你的话语打开。
Because when your word is delivered,
就是启示。
And it is a revelation.
就是对我们的提醒。
And it is a reminder to all of us.
就是给我们的教训。
It is a teaching to all of us.
也是给我们的挑战。
It is also a challenge to us.
求你祝福我们奥亚基督教会。
Lord, we ask that you will bless our church, Australasian Christian Church.
帮助我们英语的群体。
To help our English congregation.
看见你给我们兴旺的图画。
That we are able to see the coming perspective of expansion and good times.
帮助我们华语的群体。
We pray that Lord, you will help our Mandarin congregation.
让我们在你的话语跟使命里面合而为一。
That we are able to be united in your word and the mission that you have to give us.
听我们祷告。
We pray, we ask, Lord, you listen to our prayer.
奉主的名求。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you. 谢谢